Well, this morning we have a couple of guests joining us in studio from the Table of Mercy Breakfast Club. We're going to talk with Mel Bryles and Scotty McDuff this morning. Thanks for coming in, fellas. Appreciate it.
You bet. Love it.
Thanks for having us, Jim.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, we want to talk about a project that you guys have. I don't know if it's really a project. It sounds like it's a lot of fun, but it takes money to do the things that you do to help the homeless. And you've come up with a what sounds like a fun way to try to raise some funds. Mel, what do you have cooking?
Well, there's a lot of people that love to play guitars and stuff like that, and we're going to have a jam session. We've got quite a few people coming to help out, keyboard, steel guitar, guitars and stuff. So we're going to try and get a bunch together, and then New Life Church is coming with a potluck, so the people that come not only get music, they're going to get some very good food. And hopefully we can get enough donations to help keep going with what we do for the homeless.
And this isn't just a one-time thing.
Third Sunday of every month, 6 to 9 in the evening. That way we're not interfering with anybody and should have a fairly good turnout, hopefully.
Yeah, and this will be held where?
The Elks Lodge here in Atlantic, Elks Lodge 4-4-5 has given us a permission to use their hall upstairs, so very thankful to them.
Absolutely. It's a nice donation, too. The whole purpose of this is to help raise funds and have some fun, too. You want to raise awareness, have some fun, but it's also to raise funds to help do some of the things that you do. And, Scotty, I know it takes a lot of help and a lot of funds to do what you do.
Yes, it takes a lot of people to help us, and we're very thankful for who we have helping us, and we just want to invite everybody out to come out, and there's be a free will donation, but it really doesn't cost anything if you just want to come out and enjoy some music and bring your musical instruments.
Absolutely. Doing the work that you folks do, it's always, well, homelessness is never easy, obviously, but we're getting to the time of the year where it gets tougher.
Yes, it does.
Yep. We need... socks and underwear is our biggest need right now as far as the ones in the camp. It's kind of hard. The rains that we've been having really kind of soaks everything they have. Now when they get out of their tents, they're stepping out in the mud. And so we could use a lot of socks and underwear at this time.
How many times a week do you head over to the Omaha area to help out those folks?
We're over there every Friday. We're at the open door, and then we go do the camps.
And it's a great opportunity. You see them, they're friends.
Oh, big time. Fourth year we're doing this, and we've got to know just about everyone that's out there that we take care of. We know them by name. And
are you still getting new volunteers all the time that want to participate, want to help out?
We have volunteers, but we could sure use more. It's hard on a Friday morning. We leave Atlantic at 5:30 in the morning. And we get back that afternoon sometime, and it's hard to get people that aren't working or
sure.
Something like that. But we've been very fortunate. It takes about 15 for breakfast to serve over there.
Well, and you take a lot of stuff with you when you go too, supplies, equipment.
We have four vans that we load full for the camp and for cooking and everything and clothes. So.
Sure. And it always there's always a need for more. Things don't last forever. They wear out. You find out you need more of them.
The Elks are donating $2,000 for equipment. We got a cooker and a refrigerator for the eggs. Bliska Egg Farm Sunbest donates 75 dozen eggs every week.
Really?
And Open Door Mission, we scramble them or boil them for the – it's the only hot breakfast they get during the week.
Yes, and we're a nonprofit, and anybody who donates 100% of the money that we bring in goes to the homeless. We don't take anything for ourselves, and Mel takes really good. He has ledgers of what we spend and what we bring in, and if anybody wants that, Mel has that.
So are you set up as a 501c3 then? Folks can get a tax deduction for whatever help they can provide?
Yep.
We have receipts for deduction as well. Taking it to the streets of Omaha grew enough that they moved from the street ministry into a building, mm-hmm. and then they've adopted us as their street ministry. So they furnish our nonprofit number as well as our liability insurance on this firm, so we don't have that expense.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity to collaborate that way. And talking about collaboration, you know, you work with some other agencies over there in the Omaha area to do what you do. Are they ever surprised that there are folks from outside the area that want to come in and help, not just the folks locally?
That is a big surprise to them. Salvation Army Disaster Relief, JJ, they furnish water and stuff a lot. Heartland Family Services, Mum's Place, Open Door Mission, Santa Francis House, they've all become real good friends. Open Door Mission donate. We get our pop from them. They furnish. They let us use their kitchen, which is elaborate, their dining hall and everything. So this year will be the first year we'll be able to cook all winter, because before we had to cook outside and we just couldn't cook when it was real cold. So this year will be the first one where we're going to be able to keep right on going.
Well, that's a nice benefit. That'll speed the process up a little bit then too?
Oh, yeah. It's wonderful. They have people to help too. That they have the eggs all or take the shells off and scramble them in their big cooker for us, and once in a while they'll have bacon for us or ham, yeah, or something to go along with our stuff. And
I'm sure you've probably developed quite a process.
Oh my! Yeah, when we get there and start setting up the cookers and the ladies get the pastries out. Hy-Vee here in Atlantic every Thursday donate their pastries for us to take over there, a couple shopping carts full. And the women, I get them out and get them cut up and out in trays and ready to go. And they're scrambling eggs and we're cooking pancakes. And it's just fun to watch.
Yes, and the hospital's been giving us food, and we go over there and we heat the food up, and they have a hot meal there at the camps, and they love it.
Oh, I'm sure they do. Mm-hmm. You know, the easiest thing to do when you see people in need is just turn the other way and just walk by. You know, it's not my life, it's not my problem, but they depend on folks to a certain extent that don't feel that way, and you've mm-hmm. been able to devise this system of volunteers that are willing to obviously do what it takes to get up early on a Friday morning, give their time, give their resources to go help these folks. It says a lot about the type of people who want to do that.
Well, most people are scared of the homeless. They don't want to be around them. They're afraid of them, and the homeless are afraid of most people. So between the two of them, neither one want to react with each other. And when we pull up at Yates Street with the van, they're out there, and I mean, they'll hug you, and then a grown man to hug you and cry and just glad to see you.
Is it amazing the stories, though, too? You know, we've talked about that before, but, you know, the easiest thing in the world is to just go on about your business and not worry about it. But there's a story in everything, and our maybe the perceptions that we already have about why some of these folks are in the circumstances that they're in are probably vastly different than the real circumstances they encountered.
Oh, yeah. Gary, he drove for Viner down at Emerson, Iowa, and got glaucoma, so he couldn't see to get his license anymore. Ended up in the mission. Oh, my goodness, what's some of the other? There's so many stories. Gloria, she was on Social Security, but it got to where she couldn't afford her apartment or something and ended up in the mission. Just one story after the other.
And a lot of the older ones, they might only get $600-$700 a month, and then they choose whether to live out in a camp or live in an apartment, and they take the camp.
So sometimes it's just a personal decision because of the circumstances that they're in.
Yep. Yep.
And sometimes from physical reasons and whatever else, you have a hard time changing those circumstances.
And the veterans, there's a lot of PST in mm-hmm. the camps too. Just depression is really tough. And, of course, then they get on alcohol to to make it through, and it just makes it that much worse for them. But everything they have, like at Yates Street, the guys that live there, everything they have is in a Walmart bag.
So what do you think is more important to them, actually the food that you're providing or the hope that you give them?
When we show up, they all hunt for Scotty, because he goes like Emmanuel. Scotty was, we got a picture where he was oiling the chain on his bicycle. You know, just little things like that show that you really cared And Scotty's got the heart for it.
And they walk for miles to come see us. They know where we're going to be, and they're there. And they're really faithful about being there. And it's not just for a handout, because we do some really good fellowship with them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, again, if there are a lot of different ways that folks can help. And I realize it might not be feasible for everybody to get up early on a Friday morning and head over to physically help. But on a Sunday evening, that's one way they could do it.
Oh, it sure would be. And we hope we have a good turnout. It just is something we're hoping to get started that's not only going to help supply the needs that we have, but it's going to be good fellowship as well.
You bet. So that's that jam session every third Sunday of the month. And we'll just keep on doing it. As long as it's successful, just keep on going, right?
Yep. Okay. As long as we can.
6 to 9 p.m. And if you enjoy and you've got an instrument that you would like to share with your talents, well, then bring it along and have some fun. There's a potluck dinner that night. So folks aren't bringing the food, or are they bringing food?
New Life Church here in town, Jim Linford and his wife, their church is going to take care of the potluck this time. We're going to try and offer it out to other churches and organizations that want to help out.
Okay. Well, I see the word potluck, and really, I think everybody's got to bring a side dish.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what she's taking care of that. So yeah. I'm not sure who's bringing what, but they always bring their best to a potluck.
Very good. If any groups want to participate?
Yeah, they can contact Rennie Watson or myself. Our number's 243-7777, and Dee'll help you there. And Rennie Watson's in the phone book.
Okay, easy enough. And again, that's on Sunday nights, the third Sunday evening of the month, 6 to 9 p.m., and that's at the Elks Lodge here in Atlantic. Scotty, Mel, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it very much. Continued success to you.
Okay. Thanks for your time, brother. God bless.
Thank you so much, Jim.